Hi, everybody. Well, another BBS program here. And today is January 28th, 2015. And we're on Station 1, if you're listening to an archive. And then our Friday and Saturday shows are on Station 2. And it's the same time as tonight. So let's do some clearing for people that may be or having a situation happening in their life. Maybe it's a negative one, or just a situation in general. Not all situations. Sometimes, you know, you may have a problem going on that you need to get released. And it could be like having too much money or something. So I'm sure we got a lot of listeners out there who would be very happy to help you out if that's the case. But here we go. So going to release the energies of whatever you're thinking of here, something that's giving you troubles, problems. So here we go. Clearing the energies. Think of something. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring up the light beings now. In fact, I'll do a clearing for pain for people. So here we go. I'm going to release pain. So stronger, 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 stronger. Think of where your pain is. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Very good. Okay, now let's do the light beam. So we'll bring up the male light beams first. There's three of them that come to you. So here we go. All come at one time. So one, two, three, four, and five. This will bring you the peace energy into your room and also into yourself. Next, we'll bring up the non-gender light beam. And it'll be also three light beams. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And last but not least, here is the female, one energy. The female light beam. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is there. I believe it's Ann tonight. So, Ann, are you out there?
Hello, Ron, and hello, everyone. Welcome. Very excited about being here tonight. If you're a new listener, a special welcome to you. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. So after the show, you can check that out and learn more about Ron and Creation Lightship and do some free healings. Ron, thank you for clearing us, which is always so appreciated at the beginning of the show. But I was wondering if you would, again, just kind of check all of us out and make sure we're all on board and all on the CLS Now timeline of light. And have clarity. That's the other thing, to really get all we can from the show tonight.
Okay, the first thing is for you to check out and see where you are. So I want you to do the finger exercise. And this is with your index finger. That could mean something else to somebody else, but everybody listening, it's your index finger. So here we go. I want to just have your body put it in front of you, pointing upwards. And it should land exactly in front of you. You know, you're going to be out probably, a foot in front of your body, basically. And your body, if you're exactly in the present moment, your fingers should be straight ahead. You don't want to get too mental with this here. Just kind of have your body move your finger, and where is it? Is it straight ahead? If it looks straight ahead to you, then you're in the present moment. If it's off maybe an inch to the left, to the right, then you're not here. Fully. You may be here a little bit, but typically you're either going to be in the past or the future. So here we go. Let's bring you back to the present moment here. So one, two, three, four, and five. Now you're in the present moment, which means that you're not connected to the timelines. Remember, you're turned off on the alien timeline now. You're not in source energy, like when you go to the light ship, but you are turned off. So time has stopped for you. And when time is stopped, then it's much harder for the aliens to connect to you, because they normally like you to be active. And when you're active, then you are expressing your emotions. But when you're in the present moment, normally those emotions leave you. Find yourself changing on the emotions, and that means that you're probably not in the present moment. That's a good way to look at it. So here we go. Let's be sure that you're all here, and just check your finger again, make sure that it's here, and it feel pretty good. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Thank you very much. We have quite a few emails and questions and things to go over, Ron. Shall we just start on those tonight?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah,
Okay, we have two testimonials for the organ rejuvenation clearing that you did in December, which doesn't surprise me at all because I know that I feel great still from that and felt a big shift in my health. So we have one that says, Dear Ron, I have been suffering with high blood pressure for years and years. It is completely gone since that call. And thank you so much. And the other one is, Dear Ron, the effects of the organ rejuvenation call continue to unfold dramatically in my life. My health has had a huge upgrade. I am more relaxed. I am eager to exercise and move about more and have been losing weight. Thank you so, so much for all you've done for us.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. And then another, not on the, on a different subject, on a recent show, Ron, you did clearings for both abandonment and betrayal. And thank you so much. Those were very powerful for me. It was as if you knew exactly what I needed. Would you do those as a sample again for us?
Okay, so we'll do abandonment. And abandonment could be all different types of things. You could feel abandoned because maybe one of your pets or animals died. You could feel abandoned. Maybe you had a nice tree out, in your front or backyard, and there's some power lines there, and the power company came and started chopping it up to get it around there, and now you kind of feel like you lost your beautiful tree. It looks kind of goofy, or you know that it's feeling bad, too. You could feel abandoned because of, a missing person in your life. Maybe you just had a breakup or something, or somebody no longer is living here. Maybe you feel abandoned because one of your best friends now is a clone, and they don't really know you like they used to know you. And all they do is smile at you. So that could be a really big abandonment, especially if it's your partner. So anyway, plus you could have lost something and you feel abandoned. So here we go. So think of that one issue that you may have. And we'll clear that. So here we go. One, two, this is the one issue, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and what's the next one we should clear, Ann?
Betrayal.
Oh, boy, betrayal. Okay. So here we go. That could be anything, and you all have issues that you may be able to select with betrayal. So I don't need to give any examples, I don't think. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So, just an odd question here for the people listening. Let's just say that somehow you find something that is valuable. Let's just say it's a $100 bill, right, in a parking lot. And you see the $100 bill, and you go, wow, this is, a gift. It's my, I found this. So you pick it up, and now you feel really happy. And then some reason, maybe an hour later, see somebody that could use the $100 bill, okay? So the question is, this is, you know, you know, this is just for you. Would you give that person your $100 bill that you found because you believe that they're more needy than you? So that's the question, okay? And you could, you know, you could rationalize it any way you choose to. So that you found it, you don't need it, and it's okay to give it away. This person needs it more than me. Or, you know, what I'm getting at is you actually put that energy out and source energy to bring you this money to help yourself out. Oh, and you got it now and you feel happy. And are you sabotaging yourself by releasing it to somebody else? So that's the question. I'm sure there's people out there who probably this occurrence happened, or maybe they found a 20 or something. And so anyway, just something, you know, for you to look at. And after you did that, you know, could you have used it, you know? Maybe you got a flat tire and that money could have helped you with that flat tire having your car towed and you gave it away or something. And then, oh, man, you know, I probably shouldn't have done that. So I guess the thing is, in a sense, how much respect do you have for yourself, okay? And are you deserving of having something brought to you, okay, that didn't cost you anything? Let's put it that way. So did you give away, you know, something that you could have had yourself? That could be a betrayal, okay? Anyway, we'll just hit the people comment on. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I remember you saying, you know, a long time ago, that money is like your life force energy. And that really taught me a lot, too, because I think what you were talking about sounds very like religious training, that kind of thing. Give to charity, give your money away. You know, you get your earn points with God kind of thing. Oh, it'll come back to you. That's in some kind of dark side universe, I guess. And New Age person who I mention sometimes that I used to work with recommended doing that. Just, you know, giving away, like if you come across money or inherit money or however you find money or win money, you should give it away right away. And then you said, yeah, that's taking away your life force energy.
Yep. So anyway, we'll see what the people think about on that one. Maybe that's going to happen. Maybe that's one of those timelines, you know. Maybe you're on your abundance timeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Worked really hard for it, but when you got it, they disconnected your, I guess maybe what you call it, maybe your brains, you know. And so you ran an old program to give everything away and didn't realize that, man, I really worked hard to get this. Oh, I've been working 6 months, and it finally showed up, but program kicked in, self-sabotage, and you gave it away to somebody else. Just a way of looking at it. And you might really want to do that, you know. But, you know, I'm looking at how do you value yourself, okay? What value do you put on yourself? So you just gave away something that might have been worth a lot, so you gave away your net worth. So, anyway, back to you. Our emails here.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say one other thing on that, Ron. There, I just recently heard someone saying that they tithe and they feel that that makes them more successful. That's an old church thing as well that I guess some people still do.
Yeah, it looks like guilt's coming in there, huh?
Yeah. Okay. So we have we do have some emails. So the first one is... I'm glad we'll be asking you about this. The person says, unfortunately, they can't listen to the show, but they were abducted, taken to a false light ship. So this to me, that's really awful to hear that. Led by a man who was Jesus, I believe he's still here, taken to the defense fleet wing, was eaten, this fellow that was abducted. So clarify, please, have we begun ascending yet or not? And, so that's the first part of it, do I have to give love to everyone to fulfill spiritual law, or is that the dark side?
Okay. Well, ascension, you're not going to know when it happens. Okay? So that's the first thing. The reason why you would want to prepare for ascension is mainly because you want your spirit to be with your body. So you can have the ability to have your body ascend. Okay? So that's really the ascension. And then also, as you start collecting more of your spirit into your body, then your spirit is located, organized, and is in one location. So what you're doing each time you do a clearing, you're bringing back parts of yourself, because the judgment that you have inside of your body is preventing your spirit to be with you. As far as wondering when ascension is going to happen, are we doing the ascension? Well, ascension is just happens in a blink of an eye, and it's done, over with. You don't have any way to go back. That's when the light, universe of light, turns off the light, and everything kind of like gets disconnected from darkness, and all that's left is light, and the light then collects like a mother hen collecting its little chicks, and that's it, done and over with. And so that's ascension. Let's see, as far as giving love to people, no, that's one of the New Age teachings to get courted, okay? So you don't want to do that either. You just want to be peaceful. So as far as giving peace to people, then you just are holding yourself and your own spiritual integrity, and you're not doing anything to anybody else. You're just showing up. Not necessarily going overboard and shaking their hand and smiling and whatever that is. As far as spiritual law, there's no such thing. I'll say that again. As far as spiritual law, in light, there's no such thing. There is spiritual law and hierarchy in darkness. So if you understand that, then you realize, otherwise, if there was spiritual law, then the light would have laws and rules and regulations, right? And codes and statutes, right? And everything else. And who's the policeman, okay? Who's enforcing these? Because if you have a law, it normally has to be enforced by somebody. Well, the light doesn't have any enforcers, okay? It's free will, free choice. And it's up to you to enjoy what you're experiencing. And if you don't like your experience that you're having, for some reason, you get into judgment about it, then, don't do it again. There's no judgment on it. But, if you eat hot peppers and it burns your mouth, then maybe next time you're going to say, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. You're not going to be reprimanded because you ate the hot peppers. No, you just got to realize that, yeah, I choose not to do that. And just an experience that I had and been there, done that, and I choose not to do it again. So the whole thing is, yeah, you don't want to give love. Spiritual law in light, there's no such thing. Spiritual law is holding people here on this planet from ascending. So, and that's the love energy, and also love is hate, and everything else in between, and people kill for love, and so, remember, people who kill other people are doing it because they love someone. That person got killed also, so they're now getting their vengeance and doing things to try to make, the eye for the eye type of thing, and so they're killing people because probably they lost somebody. And it just gets perpetuated over and over again. History repeats itself. That's the darkness. It's always there. When you're in the light, there's no such thing. So once you start to catch on that the light doesn't care what you do, no rules, no regulations, no codes or statutes, and you're just there to live your life according to what you choose to do. Unfortunately, there's a lot of alien stuff happening where you're being mind-controlled and stuff, but kind of getting away from that, that's the way light is. Planet of light, there's no memory of anything. You're in the now, and you just create in the now and have an experience. Won't retain the information probably very long after you have that experience. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I think it's always helpful to discuss love again, because I think that's a hard one for a lot of people, because they want to have emotional love and they want to feel it. And you have explained that to us before. And it's interesting that this person that wrote in was abducted. Clearly it was aliens doing it, and that's what they told him to do, to love everyone.
Yeah, that's the New Age teaching. So, yeah, of course the aliens are bringing that forward. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Right. Right, and okay. Thank you, Ron. That was really, really interesting, great information. Okay, we have a request it must be the anniversary. Today's date, maybe we could clear today's date. Someone said it's the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz.
Okay. Oh, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, I guess somebody were to understand that a little bit, the liberation of it means that there's no more deaths and traumas going to be associated, right, with this date for here on, because yesterday they probably had, we'll say, death, okay? And, you know, horror and everything else that went over there, according to our history books, okay, that people talk about. And today is a day that it's no longer going to happen. But the energies that were there in time, on timelines, are still going to be there. So it's not going to give it a clean slate because you walked out of the other end of it, you know. You finished your hike or whatever and you're done. Those traumas are still there, so those traumas could be attached to you if you have that genetic background of people that were there and they left there, they got liberated. There now you're maybe the probably a grandson or granddaughter, I would guess, of the people. So if you do have that inside of you and you have a relative that lived through that, then you may want to go in and do a lot of timeline crashes, because it'll be inside of you until you get rid of it. And then if you have children, by all means, do your children, because they will probably be also having that negative energy for the time that happened, okay? So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. Thank you. Very interesting. Okay, next email. This is really interesting. You were talking about fake snow on Monday. So someone wrote in, first of all, great job, New York City, Creation Lightship people, Blizzard missed you. Because I think a lot of people were doing the gray skies clearing and the Earth Protect to protect themselves from that storm. So she shoveled some snow on Monday, and so she took some in the house in a container, and it did evaporate, but there was no water, and the place smelled funny when I came back in. So she's asking, does that sound like fake snow to you?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I was talking to somebody back east in New Jersey, and their snow had really no water content to it. But people that were in New York, Manhattan area, the ground was wet. So that's kind of the way you tell. I was kind of having fun watching the Weather Channel. And they have people in Boston and stuff. You may have even seen it. It's probably the same footage if you were watching it, you know, kind of in the evening. And it was cold out, and I see all these snowflakes, but there's no, what would you call it, frost or whatever that comes out of your mouth when it's, you know, below you know, freezing, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
You should have this little, like, smoke screen coming out, right? Well,
right.
I didn't have that at all. And I'm looking at him, and the snow is kind of hitting him, and there's no water. Little snowflakes are just, you know, like little styrofoam balls, but they're just moving around. And then he picks it up and throws it up in the air, and it did look kind of funny. But, you know, there is no water on his face, on his clothing, or anything from the snow. And you all know that if you're out in the snow, that's going to start to melt when it hits you. Now, I mean, this is like a no-brainer, you know. And so they're talking all about this snow, and the guy's not even wet. So, anyway, they just need to have some education. Maybe they should tune into our radio program here, you know, to finally figure out something if they can, you know, understand a little more about what's happening, but they probably couldn't say it. And is the person real? Maybe a clone. That might be his first experience out there with this white stuff, you know. Wow, it's snow. That's what they told me it is, you know. But anyway, you got to kind of watch and just see if you're conscious, you're going to know about a lot of things that are happening. Oh, that's a question. If anybody is there where there's snow, does it feel like the snow that used to be here a long time ago? You know, you put it in your hand and your hand gets wet when it melts. Or does it just sit there and it's cold, but it doesn't melt? You know, so we'll see what we get on the chat room here, if anybody has been out there. Or maybe the snow has no physical weight to it. That's another thing that can happen. Anyway, back to you.
I think someone did write in on Monday that they remember seeing the snowflakes when they were a child that were all different shapes and everything, and how they'd melt and feel and everything, and that they've noticed, too, that they feel differently now. So that's interesting. I am nowhere near snow, so I can't answer the question. Okay, well, here's another question that I guess just came in, Ron. Yeah, on the love, back to the love subject. How does one detach themselves from love when you were brought up to love?
Well, let's see here. Well, first of all, if you're dealing with love, then you're dealing with energetic cordings. Because love will cord you to something. And so just realize that you want to be in neutral. You don't want to be in that clinging type of love energy. So, you know, you think about, you know, an animal, and you kind of love, we'll say, the animal. Well, that means that you like them a lot, okay? Also, humans, you know, you can like humans too, but I'm just kind of looking at animals because that kind of takes you away from, you know, your spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend or something, you know, or past relationships. But if you look at animals, the animals don't really love you. They only want you because maybe you're giving them something. You know, do they really love you? You know? Oh, I don't know if my cat loves me, but it sure likes me when I feed it. Other than that, you know, it's having its cat day, you know? But humans, they want to have that clinging love. And like I have mentioned, if you're a new listener, I can mention this here. It's going to sound a little strange to you at first until you really get it. So in relationships, what happens is that going to a relationship, the other person is giving you something that you're missing. So all of a sudden you see them. So they go, wow, I really like this person. You know, forget about the sexual stuff. Just kind of put that, you know, on the side here. So you want to be with that person because they have something that you're missing. And I guess that could turn into sex too, but we'll forget about that. So anyway, they have something there, right? Maybe they can do the dishes well, or they can work and bring home money, you know, the male, female, whatever, you know. And so we'll just make it simple. So the woman does the laundry and cooks your food if you're a man, and you bring home the money to buy the groceries so she can have a job, right? So you like that. So the male likes that. I am giving my wife a job now, right? And the woman is going, boy, now I'm able to eat. Well, at some point, that energy shifts. So what happens is, I'll just talk about stuff in general. So what happens is you start drawing and sucking the energy out of that person because you first saw them as having more than you had. You're lacking something somewhere, and you start taking the energy out of them. So you're like sucking this stuff out, this energy out of that person, and eventually you get filled up. You finally understand why you're in a relationship with them. They taught you a lot. You taught them a lot using that terminology. And then all of a sudden you go, you know, I don't want them any longer in my life because they're not giving me anything else. Now you look for somebody else in your life or in their life, you know. They're looking around, too, to fulfill something that you're missing now. So it's like a stepping stone, you know. Then you find someone else, and that works fine. And that's kind of what relationships are. And there's a lot of tragedy involved with that because actually breakups and stuff are not easy to do. And so that's kind of what's happening. So if you can keep that trade-off going and you're not in love and you're in the present moment, then you can enjoy that person a lot more than you are being in the avenue of being very, very needy and looking for stuff that they're offering you. So that's kind of the love energy. So how do you get out of love energy? You just get into the present moment. And then you can appreciate a lot of things that you wouldn't see because you're needy. And you just keep working toward your goal of what you're choosing to bring forth in the now and manifest in the now. That's kind of how relationships are. That's the love energy. And naturally, you know, it goes through all the different types of love. And you know, it goes from loving to hate, you know. So, and, you know, you can, you know, like I say about wars and stuff, that's another way to look at the same situation is people kill because of love, because they lost a loved one, and now they want to get even. And so they're actually wanting to, you know, have that situation going on and going on and going on. And where's the peace, you know? And as a person that maybe got killed in a war or whatever, would they want you to also get killed? They'd probably say, no, I don't. But what steps in? It's that energy of the emotions and everything else, and entities come in. And like I said, if your body had a choice, it wouldn't do anything to harm itself. But the entities and the emotional body, they all have causes, and the emotional bodies come in because you're thinking those thoughts. So they will bring you whatever's out there that is dead, these emotional bodies, because they're from dead people, and it depends what you're choosing to do. And you could pick some really awful entities, maybe some really good ones, in a sense, that know how to do a lot of damage or harm. And also the opposite, you know, you may want to, maybe you're taking a college test or something and you got to pass an exam, and you pray to God, oh God, I need help with this here, and entities, you know, walking around in front of you, and it goes, oh, I know how to do math, or I know how to do chemistry, or I know how to do this or that. And now you're bringing in, because you're asking for assistance and help. Now the entity hops into your body, and it can work through your body to answer those questions. Do you tell it to leave? Of course not. Nobody ever does that. All they want to do is ask for favors. That's why people will pay the money in churches. They're asking for a favor in exchange for their money. And then you pick up entities. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And so, just to clarify, you certainly don't want to, you know, request things of, you know, God, whatever, and because you're connecting to aliens, and your energy of, I want to pass this test can attract entities, and I can see where that's a very bad idea. But you have said that there are ways we can somewhat step into the dark energy with, for instance, a timeline. And we have a couple of questions about timelines. So I was wondering if, you know, maybe keeping thinking like, there people are listening that have never listened to the show before. So can you explain what timelines are and why we have something called a timeline crash?
Okay. Timelines are your parallel lifetimes. So everybody has parallel lives. And if you're a newbie listening, then I can, and you may say, I don't believe in that stuff. Well, have you ever lost your keys, lost your shoes, lost your car in a parking lot, lost anything, and then you found it, afterwards, maybe within a half an hour or two, it came back in a week. Well, that's because it's out in some other dimension, use that term, other universe, other dimension, alien realms, and you were there, and you left it there, and they brought you back here, or maybe you weren't even here when you lost it, okay? That gets even scarier, I lost my keys, and, where's my keys now? Shit, I'm not in the now timeline. I'm not in source energy. I'm out in the beyond, though. My keys are now in source energy, and, but we never talk about that. So, if you don't have them, you're probably on the wrong timeline, because they're there someplace. Everything is somewhere. So there are timelines that are out there, and things happen, and may not happen to you, but it could happen to other people. There are times when, we probably already had World War III. I'm sure that's a possibility, maybe even going into a World War IV or even past that. All those things are occurrences that have happened, but you may not be on that timeline to experience it. You're not on the timeline that, I guess, David Michael Scallions, I talk about this, where he mentioned about California going into, the ocean, falling off, dropping off, and yeah, that happens. That did happen on timeline, but you're not experiencing that. So timelines are your parallel lives. And that's where stuff happens to you because you're not in the present moment. Living those. You could be living 1,000, if not more, parallel lives at one time. And you're getting all these dreams and visions and knowing that, boy, I can do that, But you can't do it here, but there you're doing it. And you wonder, and you get frustrated. No? Maybe you saw yourself in a vision, going to sleep at night, and, maybe 10 miles from your house, there's one of those Indian casinos, slot machines, and you see yourself walking in there, and you pulled the handle, put in a quarter or whatever, and all of a sudden it went ding, 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 and up came $10,000. Now you wake up in the morning, and you go, wow, and you go over there, and maybe you spend $100. Never happened to you. That happened on that timeline. Does it help you here? Can you bring that energy to you from that timeline that's already occurred? No. It's already played out. And so that's what timelines do. And that's your deja vu stuff. Now, what you can do, since they are dark side energy, remember, you have what's in the now, which is the light. Anything that's not in the now is not of light. So we live on a planet of non-light because people choose to go out and not be in the present moment. So you can say, there's got to be a timeline out there since all these timelines exist, good ones and bad ones, or maybe one that you're lucky on, and go in and manifest on those timelines and bring them to you. Because, and it may stick over here. I wouldn't say it's a good idea to start looking for stuff that you want to have all the time on these timelines, because what you think is going to happen to you, where you really want to go, is in the present moment. And then you manifest from there. But the timelines are also out there. And so, people have said, and I mentioned this, and they do it, and it works. They go, man, these aliens gave me really a stupid clone today, man. All I have is I woke up, and I felt a little dizzy, and I can't do anything right. And they keep dropping these stupid clones in me every 10 minutes. So now you can say, okay, I choose to asked for the aliens to maybe step it up a little bit. You know, I want to get a smarter clone. And sure enough, they'll get their conscience back because the aliens really don't care too much whether you're smart or stupid or whatever, because they're still getting your energy. And, you know, all they want is that emotional stuff. So maybe instead of being depressed, maybe they'll make you really happy. They're still getting the same energy out of either. Energy's energy. So the whole thing is that you can use those timelines in a sense for your benefit, but, you know, it's not really risky, but I wouldn't really recommend doing it that way. I'd rather get you into the now to manifest it. But they do exist, and that's why you see you go to play bingo, right? We'll say if you go to bingo, and you know one person wins, and you go, wow. Well, they're on that lucky timeline. What timeline are you on? Are you on the donor timeline to give the money to give to that person? You know. Well, that person was lucky, and they won the money. So that's how you got to look at it, and what happened to you, you know? Maybe you went in there on the timeline knowing that you're going to donate, you know, $50 or whatever for your bingo games or whatever like that, and you knew that you wouldn't win, but they had to get that money from you to pay that person, plus all the overhead. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, so if you were going to go to that bingo game, could you say, I want to be on the timeline of winning at bingo? Or would that be going too much into the darkness?
Well, you are going into the darkness when you're on that timeline because you're on a timeline.
Okay.
When you're on the timeline and you choose, and you know you're going on a timeline because you're not in the now. Remember, you're either in the now or not in the now. If you find yourself not in the now and you still want to stay on the alien timelines, you could use it that way, yes, but you really want to get into the present moment where that timeline isn't there and where you can use spirit energy, or your own spirit, nothing outside of yourself because it doesn't work. That's all darkness. Anything outside of yourself is darkness, and it's not going to be source energy because you don't live in source energy. You live in darkness here. So you could be in the present moment, and then manifest with your spirit, get the information, maybe to, you know, win, possibly. You know, I can't say it's going to work all the time, because you have other people who are doing this, and, you know, you're not going to be able to control, you know, the balls in that bingo machine. So, and at that point, in the moment, you're just enjoying yourself playing bingo, whether it costs you a dollar or say $50, you're still in the moment, and you're choosing to donate that money for that experience.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. And when Ron provides us with an opportunity to crash timelines on his website, they're called Timeline Crashes, and what we get for free with those are called Space-Time Crashes. And we have a question, Ron. Do you have to do the timeline crash before you do the space-time crash?
Normally, yes. Although you could do space-time crashes for any time, you know, in your life. So you may just want to go in and buy the timeline crash and say, you know, I'm 50 years of age, we'll say. And there's been times that I've taken drugs, had alcohol, and I know I didn't come back from those experiences, okay? And then from there, you want to go in and purchase the timeline. Not do the timelines, but go into the space and put the date in of when you were drinking or something like that. Or maybe you had 5 years of bad luck, you did things you shouldn't have done, and you're lost in space. Bring yourself back. Because you could be floating out there. And if you haven't gotten nabbed by the aliens, then you're still out there and bring yourself back here. But normally when you do, you know, getting back into the now, when you do a timeline crash, then, you know, do the space-time after that. And normally, you know, say 90% of the time, you're going to be returned back to yourself here. The other 10%, you may be out, we'll say, in space and you never made it back. But you're just being extricated, taken off of those timelines. That's causing you problems.
Okay. Wow. Thank you, Ron. And we have another question about timeline crashes. This is a person who does a lot of healings and is familiar with the timeline crashes. And in fact, this person, listener, very nicely made a video of how to use the timeline crashes. And when people ask us, we send that out to them. So thank you to this listener again for that. And if you would like us to send you that video, just send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So here's his question, Ron. Can he or we timeline crash unpredictable and unexpected circumstances that cause hardship and misfortune?
Well, let's see here. The first thing is you'd have to know what it would be, okay? And so you'd have to know when it's going to occur. So I don't know really how to answer this here, you know, because if you know that you're going to get into a car accident in a week, yeah, you could crash that. If you have visions of that, then do, you know, timeline crashes on it to get out those timelines as it's coming to your doorstep. So for that, I would say yes. As far as, like, you know, you're accident prone, you don't know what's going to happen to you, well, you know, you don't know when those timelines are coming unless you get a vision of something. If you don't have it, then you just can't say, no, I don't want to have any more accidents. You know, I'm going to do timeline crashes. But you got to be a little more specific, because that's why you want to put in what you're going through. So I'd say if you have a vision of it, of something happening to you, then yes, do a timeline crash on that, much like a dream or deja vu, okay? But if you don't know what it is and you feel that you're always accident prone and stuff just keeps happening to you, then you probably want to go into the accident prone timeline and get off of that. So, you know, you do have to kind of nail it down a little bit. But hopefully that helped.
I believe you've said, Ron, that really with all of the healings, the more specific you can be and the clearer you are with your information without overloading it, the better.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
And, I had another question. Okay. Well, I'm going to move on. We're getting, like, amazingly close to the end of the show already, so I'm pretty surprised about that. The time went so fast. Okay, let me just look for some more emails. If we have a deja vu, Ron, that was the question I wanted to ask. What should we do in the moment to clear that? Is the best thing to put on a timeline crash of whatever we remembered?
That would be it, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and then also just pull ourselves back onto the CLS Now timeline, because that's an indication that we got taken sideways.
Yes, that is correct. And then the timeline crashes, you can go in and rewrite your history, too. Okay? So, too bad our show's kind of coming to a close, but that is a possibility. So, if you... you know, look at situations that happened to you in the past, because they are still active. You could go through and change that outcome for those timelines, or just get rid of them. Might be better, we'll just say, to get rid of them, because otherwise you're going to be trying to input something to bring something to you. So, could, in a sense, get rid of them that way. I can't guarantee it's going to work. I don't have really any examples that I can pull out of the hat right now, but you could go through and look at different situations that maybe something happened to you a year ago, and it's still bugging you, or you're getting things in the mail or something regarding it. Well, you may be able to go in each time you got that letter in the mail and timeline crash it and make do, you maybe do 1,000 timelines for each time and work your way back until where it started a year ago. That's the cause, okay? What you're getting in the mail, we'll say this bad letter or something, is the effect, okay? So you get rid of, now you work on the cause, so it won't happen because you experienced it. And this is dark energy. As you live on timelines, you want to be in the now. Now, would the now have brought you something bad? No. You're not going to choose anything bad because it doesn't exist in the now. So you get rid of that timeline, and then all of a sudden, after that timeline is gone, then you can probably reprogram something back to then that might counteract all that's happening now, in a sense. So it's not 100% correct what I'm saying, but you may get the idea behind it. That's what you want to do, is get rid of, you want to be not in the reactive state. You want to be in neutral with it. So whatever you're choosing to get rid of, you want to make sure it's gone and keep going back until it doesn't happen. And a lot of people do that, but they do it differently. I'm trying to get an example here. Let's just say that you had a toothache, okay? That started a month ago, and now you have this toothache. Well, you could timeline crash each day you had the toothache, and now it'll come to the day that it started. And if you timeline crash that, maybe your body could heal it instantly because, it had all the energy with it, but somehow the dark side came in, entities came in, and they're all in these timelines causing you problems for a whole month. Timeline crash very possibly might be okay and not have a toothache. So that's one way to look at it. And sometimes it's hard to get rid of the past history of what you're dealing with, but the timeline crashes can allow you to do that. You can get rid of your past history, by doing that, and that'll free you up from having your future turning into your past, because your past creates in the now you're living into the future. So whatever you're doing this exact minute when you think of something, you're drawing those thoughts from your past, which is judgment, and that will now be programmed by the darkness into your future. And the more intent you have on it, if you have great expectations or fear, anxieties, that's all going to be programmed with a lot more horsepower, and it could show up a lot quicker and give you something that you really don't want to deal with, only because you activated, that fear button, the anxiety button or whatever, because you haven't cleaned yourself out with doing your whole lifetime clearings. And that's why you do the whole lifetime clearings, to get rid of this stuff, because you're wearing this gigantic T-shirt with all the buttons on it that the aliens are reading to get your energy. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, it's really, thank you so much. Such a great show. It's really time to say goodbye. We have a request. Back when we were talking about money and giving it away, someone said that they regret having done that in the past, and could we have a sample of a regret clearing, and then maybe just the mind to heart drop, and we'll say goodbye.
Okay, so regret, here we go. So think of some time that you regretted doing something. Here we go, clearing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do the mind to heart drop, which you all should be doing daily, at least 3-4 times. A dozen would be great too. But here we go. You have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart, and that brings you peace. And then you're off of the alien timeline until you start to think. So here we go. Remember, they created thought for you. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10987654321 and 10987654321. Okay, everybody. So blessings. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners. And thank you for all the ones that sent in the questions. Good night, everybody.